How can someone diagnosed with bipolar or other mental disorders be an objectivist? Well, the only requirement in this regard is a functioning brain that can be in contact with reality, and it is subject to control by the individual. In the old days, we used to define the difference here as neurosis versus psychosis. Neurosis was a person who had psychological, emotional problems, conflicts, doubts, etc., but they nevertheless could tell what were facts of reality and what weren't. Whereas psychosis, they lost contact with reality. They could no longer use reason as their guide. And from that point of view, they were essentially different, and the treatments were different. Now, a psychotic cannot be anything intellectually, so long as that is the state he's in. Since he's out of touch with reality and not in control of his mind, he can't be classified as a person who thinks this versus the person who thinks that. Now, bipolar, as I understand it, and I'm not a psychologist, is bipolar 1 and bipolar 2. And it generally means what used to be called manic depressive, ups and downs, elation and depression. And bipolar 1 is just a neurosis. Doesn't interfere with your cognitive functioning. Whereas bipolar 2, as I understand it, is in the direction of psychosis. So they're two very different things.